Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
This is a HeadGum Podcast.
For over 80 years, Fram has been a leader in automotive filtration because that is quite literally the only thing they do. Filters! Hey Jeff, do you want to protect your well-oiled machine or breathe easier when driving?
Right before we started this ad, you said that I shouldn't be taking up airspace in this
world. Okay, well, Fram has the right filter for every kind of driver
it's
and
the
mouth
meanest
breather,
thing anyone's
which is,
ever
which
said
is what
to
I
me.
Call you. Fram oil filters are American-made, tough, and feature Sure Grip technology.
You said that I should not have a bedroom. You said that I should live out in the open like a bird.
No slip grip for easy install and remove, even with an oily hand, glove, or claw. Ya caw?
Yeah.
It's like a crow. Fram cabin air filters filter out contaminants like exhaust fumes, allergens, and pollution. And with the power of Arm & Hammer baking soda, you can breathe easy with an odorless interior or exterior, which is where Jeff will be living, in a tree.
No!
No matter how you drive, Fram has the right filter for you. Head over to Fram.com, that's Fram.com, and find your perfect filter today.
Ka-ka! I'm not a bird, man.
I just wanna know.
Sports.
God.
You're back in the Angels, Hollyweird, California. How does it feel to be home?
Home. It feels good and strange because I've been gone for a month, which is
crazy.
Has
it been 4 weeks? I thought it was 3 weeks.
It's been 4 weeks. No, wait, let me check. We left 2, 3, 4. Yeah, 4 weeks today. We left.
That's a long time. Although I've been gone for 3 months and I'm acting like you, but to be on the road for a month is like being home for a year.
It was an awesome trip. I am very happy we're home.
Rosebud Thorn.
Thorn. There were some, like, honestly, the driving days weren't too bad. Like, the longest day we had was yesterday / the first day of our trip where we did LA to Park City, Utah. And that's like 10 and a half hours.
So long.
So that's the longest.
What's the turn for you? Everybody has a different threshold. Is it 6 hours?
Honestly, after doing this trip, like, I think the turn for me, anything over like 7 hours is like, ooh, okay, we got to strap in.
Yeah.
But anything below that is like, this is fine. And because Daniel and I, we split it up evenly. So it's like every day we would be like, okay, you know, so yesterday it's like we each took total, you know, 5 hours and 15 minutes, but like we split it up. So it's like I drove for an hour and a half, then Daniel drove for 2 hours, then I drove for 3.5. And so I think the thorn was just like, the thorn was the last hour of each drive.
Right.
Cause that's when it's like, oh, I just really want to be there. The Rose was seeing our families. Like, that's why we did the trip, is because I haven't seen my dad, and Daniel hadn't seen his family in like 7 months.
Yeah.
And so we made a point, like, we all got tested. Like, we did the trip as safe as we could, and we're all good, which is very grateful for that. So just to see them and spend time with them was really great. And the bud, oh, bitch. I'm going to be a camping girl. I know a couple weeks ago I said that's what I wanted to do.
Yeah.
But I'm going to make this dream a reality.
Where are you going to go?
I'm
going
to be so fucking granola. You're going to be like, ooh, too crunchy.
You're going to be you're going to be granola?
I'm going to be granola.
So you don't even mean it in the crunchy sense, like, oh, people from Burlington
I mean,
are
like,
crunchy.
I'm going to turn into granola.
Oats, yeah.
I will be oats.
Where are you going to camp? What's your first camping go-to?
I would like to go to Yosemite because I've never been, and that's a place I would like to go.
I learned a month ago that you have to book it as soon as it opens. because it's like first come first serve, unless you want to drive up at like 4 a.m. and like get your spot. But it's unbelievable how fast they fill up, especially during quarantine.
That makes sense.
Yeah. Which sucks, but you know, it is what it is.
What have you been up to? Going through puberty?
Going through puberty and obviously lost my virginity, which is huge news. It was to a desk.
Did you really?
It was to a desk. So not to a human.
Not to a human person.
Well, I lost my furniture virginity, which is kind of a big day in a man's life.
Very big mouth of you. Very Jay from Big Mouth.
Very, very good. Very Jason Mantzoukas. I had this antique, right? It was sort of a farmhouse tabletop. And for lack of a better term, I sort of nailed it. Nicole Byers style. No, I built a desk.
So you didn't fuck a desk?
No, I didn't fuck it. That's a good idea, actually.
No? You're going to get so many splinters. Don't do that.
No, not much is going on. We've had some exciting meetings recently. That's what I'm most excited about. Still with the family. Yeah. Oh, my brother-in-law is back. He was in Australia. And he's quarantining in a guest bedroom for the next week or so, and then he's gonna get tested and we'll hang out with him. I'm gonna show him what we do in the shadows. I've been waiting to show it to him for the better part of a semester, and just some exciting review stuff in the pipeline that people will see in the next few weeks.
Yes, exciting review stuff,
a lot of exciting guests, a lot of some merch, potentially a potential Patreon
in the works, potentially.
What are you gonna be for Halloween?
I was actually thinking about it this morning.
I knew that you were. So let's hear it. Obviously
I don't know yet. Well, okay, I know I brought this up a couple months ago. I'm still pining for like Sylvia and Bob from Muzzy.
I guess we have to understand what we're even gonna do for Halloween, because I on the second, it was some episode in April that we were recording, and I was like,
it was
what
our
are we gonna
first quarantine pod, and you were like, can't wait for Halloween because this will all be over, and you're like, I'm looking forward to Halloween, one, because it's my favorite holiday, and two, because like that's the first thing we'll be able to do once all of this is done.
Agreed. And it hasn't happened that way.
No,
but it's fine.
Absolutely not.
No, I might do like a Zoom thing maybe. Because I love Halloween in a way.
In a way. In many ways. You love Halloween.
So Bob and Sylvia, what's the short list?
I mean, I haven't put much thought into it, but I was thinking like, oh, okay, so Bob and Sylvia is very doable. Mm-hmm. That's kind of all the thought I've put into it so far. I was thinking about this morning, all I was thinking was like, what are we going to do for Halloween? It's going to be like me, Daniel, and Elizabeth dressing up at home for each other.
Exactly right.
And you'd be like doing a distance hang with like a handful of people all spread out and like just showing each other what we're wearing.
Maybe we could do like a live stream or something, like whether it's on Halloween or near it. I don't know. We'll figure something out. I don't know. I like doing classic stuff. Like I might just be a skeleton. What?
For someone who loves Halloween so much, put some fucking effort in.
All right, what if I'm a skeleton that went to Princeton? And so I just keep reminding people that I went to Princeton, but I'm also
kind of dead
in a way.
That's good.
That's
better.
That's an idea. Thank you. I really appreciate that, actually. You mean that? That shit about better?
Fine. Let's get to today's fan-submitted review.
We should also say this is a bonus Friday episode. We didn't mention that
bonus
at all.
Bonus Friday, and it's Friday, and this is a bonus, but just kidding. Today is Wednesday. That's the magic of podcasts. The magic of podcasts. Today's not the day that you're listening to it. Today is in the past, and now it's the future. When are we? Who are we? I don't know my name.
It's, you're in front of judges for The Voice.
No one turns around.
No applause.
Just kind of waiting.
All right, we will be back after these few messages. For over 80 years, Fram has been a leader in automotive filtration because that's the only thing they do. Filters. I'll tell you something, Anspa, there's nothing more Brooklyn than Fram.
Excuse me?
Guess what everyone in Brooklyn does?
I don't know, they probably go to like a craft.
Drives.
No.
Wanna protect your well-oiled machine? Or breathe easier when driving through the mean streets of Bed-Stuy? Fram is the right filter for every kind of driver.
You've never been to New York.
Where?
Oh my God.
Fram oil filters are American made, tough, and feature sure grip technology. And if I know one thing about my borough, it's that we're the toughest in all of New York. Hell.
You were born and bred. You were born and bred?
Born and raised. Born and braised. Just like no slip grip. Because in a way.
What?
Because how is beef braised?
With heat in it.
In oil.
Oh,
and
my
the
God.
Filters.
Different kind of oil. Different kind of
have
oil.
Have no slip grip for easy install and remove, even with an oily hand or glove or baseball mitt. Go Yankees.
This is. You're from Ohio, right?
Fram cabin air filters filter out contaminants like exhaust fumes, allergens, pollutions, and anyone from Staten Island. P.U. And with the power of Arm & Hammer baking soda, you can breathe easy, hard in New York, with an odorless interior.
What is this for?
This?
Who are you doing this for?
This is for anyone who lives in the best borough in the world. Queens. Shit, sorry, Brooklyn. I get confused sometimes because I live in Greenpoint, which is almost in Queens.
You live in Los Angeles, right?
Slander! Absolutely slander. Guess what? Los Angeles? Everyone out there is fake. Brooklyn? Everyone there is as real as the bricks in my exposed wall brick. Swall.
The bricks in your exposed brick swall.
You think they have buildings older than 200 years in Los Angeles? I don't think so. Fram. Find the right filter that's right for you and go to fram.com today. That's FRAM.com.
Start spreading the fram. I'm replacing filter. I want to be a part of it.
FRAM.
Thanks, Fram.
I don't know how I'm going to set that to music.
And we're back. No thanks to Marty. I sold that last ad myself, and Spa.
No,
guess
you
what
didn't.
I
did? No, you didn't.
I didn't.
No,
that's
didn't.
True, but
no,
it might have been
didn't.
Micah. Was it Micah? No, it might have been Marty.
Well, it definitely wasn't you, so it
For
doesn't
sure.
matter. Thank you to both of them, but it wasn't you.
This is actually not a review. It's a Yahoo Answers question.
Oh, a little different.
Very similar, though. It's a complaint, just like you have in many strongly opinionated reviews on this show. This comes courtesy of Calvin Isaac Wamser. So thanks, Calvin. Isaac Wamser.
Thanks, Calvin. Isaac Wamser.
And just a reminder that if any of you guys have reviews that you'd like to submit, you can email in at reviewshow@gmail.com, and maybe we will read it on a future Bonus Friday episode.
Maybe.
What's that?
Yeah, maybe. Maybe we might.
Why are you
good.
Being, like, bratty
if it's, like,
about
really,
it?
You can't make me.
Can't make you email in? I mean, you could just bring it because you're a host of the show.
No, but, like, you can't make me, like, read it.
Well, I'm going to read it.
Oh, okay. Then do it.
This is unbelievable, the attitude you got to this show today. Your complaint, you're whining every 5 minutes. I'm going to cut it out.
Aww.
Obviously, no, see, it's a lot of that. It's not even saying words. It's just, and I'm going to cut them all out. So at this point, people will have not heard them, but I just want to go for the record that it's taken.
God.
Yeah. All right, this is a Yahoo Answers question. Question. How to get back at my jerk coworker? Every time we're in Zoom meetings and I start waxing philosophical about our business, we sell tires, by the way, he refuses to engage and just says something sarcastic like, oh, okay, Plato, and everyone laughs. Just laughs, their ugly yellow teeth showing like the rotten top of an old fence. I try to insist that what I was saying had some value, and my boss tries to placate me, right? He says, oh, you know we love you, Sean, and he tries to move on. But I sit there and seethe every time watching these little robots rattle off facts and figures. I feel like I never have the perfect retort, no matter how much I try and write it out beforehand. It's never ready for prime time. Does anyone know a good one I can use? Drop your Venmo and I'll pay you for it. And then somebody responds saying, just say, oh yeah, well the jerk store called and they're running out of you.
Burn! All right. right, students, welcome back. Welcome back to our night class of kind of angry retorts. Not kind of. I know what the class is called. I made the class. So, you know, this week's assignment was to write a handful of retorts if any of the school bullies kind of pick on you for being nerdy, for being small, for being the weirdo, all right? So I'm happy to take any suggestions, and we'll just workshop them, you know? And I want this to be a safe space where you can all share our ideas. So, yes, Simon, you want to start?
Hey, so basically I started doing the Rocket Club, and so I was, like, building my rocket. Like,
very nerdy. Very nerdy.
Okay.
I love it.
Well, it's not that nerdy. It's actually kind of, like, it's kind of cool. But anyway, so what people don't understand is that, like, it's not just the – I get kind of worked up because I get to sit all the time at school. People
just, like, kind of put a hand over, like, near your mouth because you are spitting a lot.
But then you can't hear me if my hand's over my mouth.
Not over it, but just kind of, like, with, you know, a couple inches away just so it's, like, a splash guard. But keep going.
Okay, so people think that the rockets launch themselves. Like, the Rocket Club isn't, like, you just get to launch a rocket, all right? You have to build the rocket. That's what the whole club is about. And then at the end, you launch the rocket. So, like, I'm in the science lab after school, and, like, Darth Peterson comes in and he's like, working after hours, nerd? And I'm like, yeah, actually I am, Darth. Because guess what? This rocket's not going to launch itself. But I didn't actually say that.
Sorry,
I didn't actually
say that. Is his name Darth or Dark?
Darth.
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 D-A-R-T-H. Okay, Darth. So the response to Darth would have been, this rocket's not going to launch itself.
But I only thought of that after I stopped crying.
All right, well, what did you say to him?
I left out of detail. He came in, he said, working after hours, nerd. And then I kind of threw up in my mouth a little bit.
Everyone, I just want... Simon, thank you so much for sharing first. Hey, everyone, I just want you to know that what Simon experienced is very normal. Sometimes in these situations, a lot of you yellow bellies do have a little spit up in the mouth, all right? So, that's, you know, these rockets aren't going to launch themselves. Would have been a great comeback had you not thrown up in your mouth and started crying. So that's
great. How did you know I was crying? I didn't say crying. How did you know that?
You said crying a little bit.
I was crying. That's true.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you, Simon. You know, that's a great retort. You're great progress this week.
Thank you.
You know, last week, you know, you wouldn't have been able to think of anything. All right. You would have just ran away. So I'm proud of the progress for this week.
Thanks.
Yeah. You're welcome. Anyone else want to share? Yes. Nina.
So, my dad,
Nina, could you speak up a little bit, honey?
This is me yelling.
I know. We're trying to work on that.
So my dad dropped me off at my Saturday tutor session, and one of the kids I tutor is, like, really cool in his grade, and he asked me if I was cool in my grade, and I said, not really. And then he just, like, wouldn't take anything that I said seriously, and he dunked my lunch in milk, and then he said, got milk? And so I just didn't know what to... Sorry, my throat is hurting from yelling.
It's okay. We'll work on it. Well, what did you, Nina? I'm so sorry you had that experience. What did you say?
I thought it would kind of show him if I just ate it in, like, the dairy, but it really just.
So you ate your whole lunch that was covered in milk.
Yeah, and it didn't really show.
To show him.
Yeah, to show him, and it didn't really go according to plan because he ended up live streaming it and it went viral, and so now everyone in the middle school,
viral in a good way or in a bad
within
way,
within the school, and so everyone in the middle school kind of think they call me the milkman.
You know what you need to do, Nina? You gotta flip the story on its head. You gotta now market yourself as the dairy queen, all right? If you can't beat them, reign over them, right? So you're going to be the dairy queen of the middle school. Milk is now going
to
become your thing.
But I don't want
you are
going to
reclaim
milk.
It.
I don't want it to be milk, my thing.
Sorry, speak up, Nina.
I just don't really want it to be milk because, like, I don't like milk that
much. Well, Nina, you should have thought of that before you ate a tuna sandwich covered in 2%,
yeah,
all right?
It was whole.
That's so much worse. So, Nina, you are now dairy queen,
okay.
And you are going to make that work for you, all right? And if anyone snaps back at you, just say, well, at least I have strong bones, okay? That's one I'll give to you for free,
okay.
All right? Anyone else? Anyone else have anything they'd like to share? Brian, I see you in the back. You're folding your arms. You don't really want to be here, but I'm gonna get something out of you. I'm gonna tug on that string a little bit. Brian, what did you experience this week?
As you guys all know, I'm here because the principal said that I needed to spend time with the other side. I did my homework, which was to not bully people. It's so much more fun to kind of put others down.
It is so much more fun. It absolutely is. Yeah. So did you experience any moments of other bullies being like, hey, Brian, are you a loser lover? Do you love the losers and that's why you're not picking on them? Do they say things like that?
No, they were more like genuinely concerned. They were like, hey, man, like I noticed you weren't like bullying nerds and like shoving tweens in lockers. And I was like, yeah, it's just been a rough go of it. And so they were really supportive in a way. They kind of were like, they banded together. They brought me some cupcakes on Thursday and they really helped me out through what was kind of a rough week for me.
This
in
is,
a way.
Brian, this is not the group for you.
What?
Brian, sorry, I'm really sorry for yelling, but Ryan, I don't think this is the group for you. You're bragging about how by not bullying someone, you got cupcakes. Meanwhile, I'm the Dairy Queen, and our lives have been utter torment for years and years and years, and this group is a space where we can come and rally together against people like you.
I don't want to be here, all right? The principal made me take this night class on retorts, which is insane that this is an AP, by the way. I don't know what test you're supposed to take in the spring.
Okay, well, Brian, you know, let's practice something.
All right.
Nina just said, like, let's imagine that what Nina just did to you was bullying you. She said, you shouldn't be here. You're too popular to be here.
No one would ever do that to me.
She just did it to you. So what kind of retort would you say to her?
I'd say, get out of here, you milkman. You absolute dairy fiend. I'd say, I'm gonna push you into a vat of dairy. I'm gonna get cream on you.
Okay, you know what?
I'm good at retorts because I'm a bully.
Yeah, I forgot that you are very good at it. So actually, maybe we shouldn't be practicing with you.
No, let me go at Simon for a little bit. This is a week's worth of things
maybe
pent up. Simon.
Please don't. Oh, gosh.
Nice glasses. What? Or are they magnifying glasses that you welded together in your weird clubs?
The rockets, they aren't good.
Oh, you're going to throw up in your mouth? Oh, you're going to throw up in your mouth? Get sick. Yeah, there it is. Get sick.
Oh, God. Hey, okay, Brian, I think that's enough. I think.
And what about you?
Your point.
Right? Mrs. Divorcee?
What about me?
Oh, sorry, I say Ms. Divorcee. Unlovable. You're unlovable. You're undateable. Undateable. Have you seen Francis Ha? Undateable.
Get out of my class.
I want to.
You're done. You're going to fail this AP test. I'm going to tell the principal
that
you came in here.
What AP is it? This is the strangest school ever. I'm a bully, but I feel like I'm the only voice of reason here.
The voice of reason?
Simon, swallow the throw up. Don't just leave it in your mouth. Oh.
Listen, Brian. These kids need me. What they don't need is someone like you calling them a dairy fiend.
Yeah, well, what do you guys know about being bullied anyways? Sure, I might have a little quip here and there, but it's kind of all in good fun. You guys go home and you have loving families. Guess what my dad did to me last night?
What?
He made me fix his car.
So what you're saying is that your dad just wanted to spend time with you?
Well, yeah, that's actually pretty good. He was there and he was pretty supportive. It's kind of this hobby,
Brian,
that we've been picking up together.
It's all about reframing things. You just gotta start looking at your life like you're the main character and your dad wants to be with you and spend time with you. And all of us, we're just trying to get by. And so we would really appreciate it. You know, you had a great week of not bullying any of us. And if you could keep doing that, maybe convince your friends to do it too. I know we would really appreciate it.
Let me try something.
Okay, be gentle.
Whipped cream.
Oh, God, Brian!
What?
Ow!
I enjoy it!
Ow!
I enjoy it!
Oh, yeah, Brian, okay, you're gonna get out of our class so fast. You worked on your car with your dad. Are you a little oily grease monkey?
What?
Is that what you are?
No.
You're just an oily... You're covered in oil.
No, I'm not.
You're an oily boy.
Stop saying that.
You're covered in oils and boils.
You're hurting my feelings
oils
with that.
Oils and boils.
No. No.
Oils and boils.
Oils and boils.
Great job. Everyone's learning. Great job.
No.
Oils and boils.
I'm not an oily boy. I'm not an oily boy. Girls up in the fetal
position. Fives on the AP for everyone.
This.
Check me out. So the other day, Daniel and I started the new show, Solar Opposites. Not new. I don't know how long it's been out. Relatively new. Solar Opposites. And it's by the same people who did Rick and Morty, which I've never seen. And I think I've always been kind of like, I'm sure Rick and Morty's really good, but it's like the culture around it is like, it's so
annoying.
Have
you heard of Pickle Rick?
And it's like,
Have you heard of Pickle Rick? He's a pickle in that one.
If you don't think it's funny, it's just because you're not smart enough. You're just not smart enough. It's just like, it's really intellectual show, so that's probably why you don't like it.
Yeah, he like, doesn't he shit his way to Mars or something? I don't think it's smart.
I haven't seen it. I mean, like, friends of mine who watch it love it. But I think it's just the culture around it has made me nervous to start. But anyway, started Solar Opposites. I'm only 3 episodes in. I have belly laughed every episode. It is so funny. And it's also very subversive and like brings up a lot of issues, but not in like a preachy way.
So you're sounding exactly like a Rick and Morty fan.
I know. And I hate it, but I think it's very funny. I'm not going to be like, you just don't get it.
Right.
Like, cause it's really funny. But basically what shook me is that there's one character on it. So the premise of the show, this isn't giving anything away because they say it in the opening credits, it's like this alien home planet was like destroyed by an asteroid. Mm-hmm. And so different pods of aliens and then their quote unquote like reproductions, which I guess is like their kids. I don't fully get it. Were sent to Earth and they were each assigned what's called a pupa, which just kind of looks like a slug.
Of course.
But it's like a pet kind of. And so this pod, one of the leads is like I think the guy who voices Rick and Morty, and then the other lead is Thomas Middleditch. Mm. And so then each of their reproductions, which is like a child girl alien and a child boy alien.
Yeah.
And them and this pupa. And so it's like they're trying to adjust to life on Earth, and the pupa basically is like, the whole point of this pupa is that one day it'll finally reach its final form and destroy the planet it's on to then rebuild the alien civilization. But for now, it's just like a weird slug dog pet. And the plot line, like the B stories that involve the pupa, make me laugh so hard. They make no sense. I don't know how to describe it. When we were watching it, Daniel's like, oh, it's you. You're the pupa. And yeah. It just kind of makes little noises, and it like... The storylines don't make any sense, but like one of the payoffs is that it does all this crazy, crazy front end work to then like get candy out of a vending machine because no one else will feed it candy, and then it just like throws up. And I lost my mind. I know it sounds dumb to explain it.
Yeah, I gotta admit, this is a bad pitch for me to watch this show. The
noises, all the noises it makes is like, nah, blah.
So.
And I just relate to it, okay?
I'm sure it's great, but...
don't fucking pity me.
I'll watch a trailer.
It's really, just fucking watch it. Fuck off. It's so good.
You're mad at me? If I had pitched exactly what you just pitched to me, you would have hated it.
I would have hated it. I'm going to show you a photo of what it looks
like. I've seen the photo on Thomas's Instagram.
But this is like me. Like, what you don't understand is that it's me.
I know, yeah. That is you.
I know.
I saw it. I watch. I'll give it a watch. I'll give it one episode.
Just that's okay because you constantly recommend What We Do in the Shadows. I would recommend Solar Opposites.
Have you seen What We Do in the Shadows?
The movie.
You cannot compare these two. I haven't seen the other one, but
I'm not comparing.
I will watch it. I will watch it if you watch What We Do in the Shadows. Can we agree?
Okay.
This weekend, we'll both watch each other's show.
No, I'm trying to think if I can.
It's a 20-minute episode.
Okay.
That's... All right, I'll watch it. What's it on, Netflix?
It's on Hulu.
Okay. Luckily for me, I have that platform.
Okay.
Pupa. Jesus Christ. Rode a bike this week.
Woo!
Yeah, have you ever just ridden a bike in your driveway because there's a global pandemic, historically lethal?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So what I'll do is I'll kind of hop on a trike and I'll go up and down the driveway.
So
it was a tricycle because it was a bicycle with training wheels just because I'm a little scared.
And how was that?
It was wobbly like you said last week. It was fun. My parents got these bikes that are like super smooth rides. Mm-hmm. I don't know the brand, but they're like orange, so it was pretty nice. And my
nice,
yeah.
I don't know the brand, but I know the color.
Exactly, it might be a Schwinn. Mm-hmm. And I just had a lot. Me and my sister went for a little old bike ride, and it was fun at sunset. Right?
Sunrise, sunset, Sunrise, Jeffrey and Sarah, they're riding on orange bikes on the street, smiling at
everyone. This is a lullaby and you just made me yawn. This is absolutely Jeffrey, a lullaby.
Sarah.
I'm not going to let it work. I'm not going to let it.
Sarah.
Not going to let it.
They're both on tricycles. Jeff is too scared to ride a big kid bike that only has two wheels.
Wake up. It worked.
I had the most scary dream of my entire life.
What was it?
It was you, me, and Dupree, and we were all on the sea. We were on like a fucking yacht, and there was a drone shot of my yacht. Anybody watch Current Mood with John Mayer?
I'd like to, I want to redo my What Shook Me.
Okay.
Last time we spoke, I talked about...
You're using gossip gesticulations with your hands.
Last time we spoke, I talked about the long bike ride that I'd be going on with the receipts. The bike ride turned into a 3-hour-long 18 miles,
she said. You texted me. She said, so the bike ride turned into 18 miles, 3 hours. My legs are on fire, but I'm proud of me.
I am proud of me because at the beginning I was very nervous. My seat was too low on the bike, so that's why my legs were working way harder than they should have been.
Right.
So we rode down a bunch of streets, and then we got to this this trail, and then we rode that trail to the Chicago Botanical Gardens, and then kind of rode around there for a bit. But the trail, it's like, it was beautiful by all these lagoons and stuff, but it was very hilly, like up and down, so the downs were fun, but the uphill, I was dying. There were some parts where I'm like, I don't think I'm gonna make it. I truly
up the hill
don't
or to the end of the trip.
Both.
Right.
But I'm happy that I did that because I did not think I was gonna be able to do that ride. But it's like learning a new language, and that it's just like you kind of got to be thrown in there and not know what you're doing to then feel more adept at it. And I feel like such a more confident bike rider because of that experience.
Yeah.
We did crash get course. Back to the house. And I got off the bike, and I fully, like, sank to my knees. I could not feel my legs.
What was the next day like for your thighs?
The next day, my legs were on fire.
You're right. Did you have to drive the next day?
No.
Okay.
We were there for... Oh, wait.
But what was the second day after that? The second day was probably even more sore, correct?
No, it actually... Wow. It was fine. But I did feel like... I mean, I don't have a bike... But I did feel like after that ride, I took.
You said that with such shame. You looked down.
I don't have a bike.
I don't have a bike.
But
but after that ride, I did like feel. I'm like, this is like what it's like to be like an active. Like I'm just like I'm an outdoorsy active girl. And like yeah, I went on a long ride, but now I'm gonna like it's gonna feel great, and I'm gonna like eat chicken. I don't know.
You live in a very bikeable neighborhood in LA. You should get a bike.
I do, but. I don't know. How much do bikes cost?
You could probably get a cheap one on Craigslist for like $100, but if you want a good one, it's probably like $300, $400.
I'd like to give a little Chuki update. Chuki is fine. People have been asking for a Chuki update, and I was showing the Rashids all of the hype about Chuki, and they cannot believe it. so Chuki's great. Chuki's just chilling. There was a period.
That's Chuki and chilling.
Chuki and chilling.
He's alive.
Chuki is alive. And thrive. Wishing Chuki well. We miss Chuki a lot.
In a way, Elizabeth Valenti is your LA Chuki.
She is the LA Chuki.
It's kind of like, wow, she's still alive. Thank God. Like, she made it back home, you know?
That's how we felt when we showed up last night, because Elizabeth is such an extrovert. And
oh my God. No, so you guys were on this trip, and Elizabeth was texting me almost nightly. Just giving me mental health updates, because she is one of the most extroverted people I know other than my buddy Kevin. And it's just like, she could not handle being alone. But it was also fun to hear her thoughts because they were very funny.
Well, that's the app.
That's the app. Just a quick plug on that note. I did a Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader drinking game for her YouTube channel.
Fun.
So it's I embarrass myself publicly on it, much like I do on everything that I do. But yeah, so give that a watch. It's youtube.com, I think, / Elizabeth Valenti.
Thanks, Fram, for sponsoring this Friday bonus app.
Making it possible, paying the rent. We'll see you guys on Tuesday. What are you up to this weekend besides watching What We Do in the Shadows?
My older brother's birthday is on Saturday.
He's getting old. I mean, it's unbelievable how old James is.
He's going to be like 27.
He's unbelievable. So, he's an old, withered hag, man. He's making music, and it's starting to look like one of those rockers who's in their 70s still touring.
Well, I mean,
and it's like, how do they
Daniel
do it? Like, you know what I mean? In a
so
way, it's
not...
almost like he should retire. He really should, because he's getting towards that age. Where it's
he
kind of sad
he's
that he's still
kind
trying
of, like,
to pursue
started,
his
like,
dreams,
the prime of his
and,
career
you know.
Right now, so like he should.
What's that?
So it's his birthday this weekend. What about you?
Oh, I'm starting a D&D campaign. So we'll see how that goes. I'm a halfling rogue named Oswald the Fine.
Oh my god, of course.
Raised by two human parents. I was originally born Oswald the Great, but they had to kind of make an addendum to my name because I turned out just okay. And so I set out trying to serve vigilante justice to the rest of the map, as it were, but end up just making matters worse everywhere I insert myself.
I love that. Yeah. That's very fun.
I also, my character is 4'4", a whisper in the wind, thin, and hung like a horsey.
Oh my god!
So he's inadvertently a ladies'
Did
man.
Did you say like a horsey?
Like a little old steed. A bronco so thin that he might as well be a 2D sliver of paper.
I hate it.
So we'll see how that goes.
That'll be really fun. I'm excited to hear about that.
But until Tuesday, guys, thanks for listening. You can find Riley at Riley Anspa on Instagram and TikTok at Riley Coyote on Twitter. And you can find the show at Review Review on Instagram and on Reddit at r/ReviewReview.
You can find Jeffrey James at I Am Jeffrey James on Instagram at Don't Play No James on Twitter. Jeff, you're going to make an OnlyFans in the next couple days?
I was deciding between OnlyFans and loyal fans. They each kind of have their own perks in a way, but it's all going to be just photos of my cheeks kind of clapping in a way.
Got it.
Yeah. So you don't want me to go? You want me to go on? I can explain in more detail.
No, it's okay.
Well.
Thank you so much for listening. Arrivederci.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.